Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Trent Granger and his wife Stephanie and their three children are headed down to Guadalajara, Mexico. Now, tell us a little bit about Guadalajara. You were telling me it's a modern city, really.
Yeah, I would definitely consider it to be a first world city. It's very modern. All the conveniences that anyone would really need would be there.
All right. And much of Mexico's, and I say relatively open, but what about Guadalajara itself?
Well, yeah, like you said, a lot of Mexico is very open. Guadalajara is, I would say, probably one of the harder areas to reach in Mexico, as well as Mexico City, Monterrey, places like that, because they're major cities. A lot of education, and education comes with quote-unquote knowledge.
Yes.
And so people are much more, no, I've got what I need. I know what I need. And money.
And
chasing
money.
The money dream.
Isn't it interesting how that does often influence how we reach out to people?
Because it does.
In poor areas of the world, they often know they need help. And then we Americans, we think we don't need any help at all. So when you get there, and we talked yesterday about finding that spot that God has for you, and he does have a spot. What do you do then as far as outreach when you first arrive in a new area?
A lot of talking to people, you know, just trying to carry on conversations. Mexico is a very warm culture type of society, yeah. So they want to have a relationship with you and build before they'll fully trust you. But a lot of that, a lot of stuff like maybe even like an event, like, hey, we're going to show a Jesus film type of thing, you know,
right.
And have some preaching or have a skit, have some clowns come in and do a skit
whatever.
Type of thing.
Yeah. So once you get the contacts, I was called that. Once you get the contacts and you invite people, and then you start a Bible study first, or what are you?
Yeah, once you have those contacts, you do the follow-up, and with those follow-up comes along with that Bible study and seeing people saved, and then, like I said, doing that discipleship and that one-on-one or in that group setting. And then once you have 5, 10 people, like you have that core group, that's when you can get that church established.
Because you've already been there, I can ask you this question. Is it the young people who are more open than the children? Or
definitely children are far more open than adults. And I would say the 55 and older group are the most difficult. 55 and younger are much more open to having those conversations. Children are very receptive.
You know, some of our missionaries who went to the Dominican Republic years ago, they couldn't get the adults hardly to listen or to come at all.
Right.
And they started children's clubs, and they started teaching them Bible verses young, and they got saved. And now the years have rolled by, and their churches in the Dominican are thriving because those children have grown up in church, and they're now the song leaders and the Sunday school teachers. And so that's part of our missionary ministry.
For sure. It's that longevity.
And, of course, having children, that's going to be a big open door for you all there.
It's going to help a lot, yeah.
Because people notice, they watch us.
Mm-hmm.
They think Americans don't have children.
Right. But even just to be able to get into activities such as like sports clubs and having
sure.
our kids be able to interact with those other kids, it's going to be a huge door.
So do you play football?
I'm no good at it, but I play it.
Okay. And when we say football, talking about Mexico, it's not American football.
No.
I guess soccer is the game of the world.
It
we
is.
Did the same thing in Africa. It was a good way to get out. Any time of the day or night, you can go out in the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk
somebody's
to people.
Playing.
And going again back to the DR, down there we've taken teams of people to play baseball, which is major in the DR, and use that as an outreach. So again, dear listener, would you pray for Trent Granger and his family as they head here just in a short time down to their new ministry in Guadalajara?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.